Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, January 19th. I'm Peter Granitz filling in for Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Congress has sent another short-term spending bill to President Joe Biden. The Senate, and hours later the House, passed the bill on Thursday, narrowly avoiding a government shutdown. Nearly half of House Republicans voted against it, forcing Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to rely on Democrats to pass the measure, which funds the government into March. The short-term deal is designed to give congressional leaders time to negotiate a full spending plan for fiscal year 2024. Funding for parts of the government were set to expire today. The government has been running on a string of short-term spending plans since October. The U.S. is accelerating its attacks against Houthi missiles in Yemen, launching a fifth round of strikes this week. A Pentagon official estimated that a quarter of the group's arsenal has been destroyed. But after Biden was asked whether the strikes were working, he said they were not, but they would continue. The Houthis have struck and seized ships that have been traveling to or from the Suez Canal, which has snarled international shipping. The group has said it's targeting international ships in the Red Sea in response to Israel's war with Hamas. Shares in iRobot plunged more than 40% off trade after a journal report that the European Union intends to block Amazon's purchase of the company that makes the Roomba. Amazon had agreed to buy the smart robot vacuum in August 2022 for $1.7 billion. Company representatives met with competition officials from the European Commission Thursday to discuss the deal. The Commission raised its initial concerns late last year, warning it could restrict competition in the market for robot vacuums. The EU must make a decision by February 14th. Stock markets in Asia were mixed today, while European shares are inching higher in early trading. And U.S. stock futures are also gaining ahead of the latest reading on U.S. consumer sentiment due out at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.